Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Stay tuned for the next few minutes and we'll share some good stuff with you, Kim.
Indeed we will, but first, this message. The Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of 12th and 13th. That's next weekend. 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with the Calcutta at 4 o'clock. Bull riding is Saturday, August 12th. Bareback riding, Sunday the 13th. Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th, Golden Valley, North Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, also reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News has all the information you need, because Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
And Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up this weekend, you know. It is the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match Saturday. That's this Saturday at Home on the Range, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. The Champions Ride this Saturday at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m., grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more info, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. It's a great store. Fabulous antiques and great seasoned dealers. Call 605-642-5884. Stop by Yesterday's Antiques. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay, Mike, I got a couple of short stories for you. How's that sound?
Let's go.
All right. These are from Sally Connor of Valentine, Nebraska, and she sent these just the other day. Got a couple of them to share. We had to have the garage door repaired. The repairman told us that one of our problems was that we did not have a large enough motor on the opener. I thought for a minute and said that we had the largest one made, at that time, a 1/2 horsepower. He shook his head and said, you need a 1/4 horsepower. I responded that a half was larger than a quarter, and he said, no, it's not. 4 is larger than 2. We haven't used that repairman since. Okay, here's another one. I live in a semi-rural area. We recently had a new neighbor call the local city council office to request the removal of the deer crossing sign on our road. The reason? Too many deers are being hit by cars out here. I don't think this is a good place for them to be crossing anymore. Thank
like
you, Sally.
Children at play sign.
Yeah, huh? No kidding.
This is from Jake Lake. How true it is. Another year has passed and we all are a little older. Last summer felt hotter and winter seems much colder. I rack my brain for happy thoughts to put down on my pad, but lots of things that come to mind just make me kind of sad. There was a time not long ago when life was quite a blast. Now I fully understand about living in the past. We used to go to friends' homes, football games, and lunches. Now we go to therapy, hospitals, and after-funeral brunches. We used to go out dining and couldn't get our fill. Now we ask for doggy bags, come home, and take a pill. We used to often travel to places near and far. Now we get backaches from riding in the car. We used to go out shopping for new clothing at the mall. Now we never bother. All sizes are too small. That, my friend, is how life is, and now my tale is told. So enjoy each day and live it up before you're too dad-blamed old. That was from Jake Lake.
Oh, that is good. Thank you much for that, Jake. Okay, here's some job interview situations. So this guy says, may I have a cup of coffee? I think I may still be a little drunk from last night.
That's not a good start.
No, I didn't think so either. And during a phone call to schedule the interview, can we meet next month? I am currently incarcerated.
Oh, well, that's probably not a good point to start on either.
I don't think so either. Hey, okay. And here's a one-liner. All pro athletes are bilingual. They speak English and profanity. That's a quote from Gordie Howe. And I don't want to brag, but I do speak Pig Latin. I mean, I'm not fluent, but I'm sure if I ever went there, I could get by.
Who said that?
Bonnie McFarlane.
Okay.
I
folks,
love it.
If you have things to share with us, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at them. Please include the author if you know it so that we can give proper credit where credit is due. And be sure to tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.